This is Heart and Soul, the music of the church throughout the ages.
Before we hear our speaker, here's a song written by Andre Crouch in the 1970s, My Tribute. My Tribute, or To God Be the Glory, as it's also known, was one of the most loved choruses of all time. Now it's time to hear from our speaker for today, the Reverend David Evans. David?
One of the great mysteries that people seek to understand is the love of God. Every definition fails to fully define the love of God. Perhaps one of the best-known verses of Scripture in the Bible is John 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I think just about every Sunday school student learned how to recite that verse. You know, that particular passage, the verses around John 3:16, overwhelm us with the meaning. We wonder why God would love a world that is in revolt against him. And many individuals wonder why God loves them. Well, let's consider some of the reasons why I believe God loves us. Firstly, God loves you because you are his creation. The Bible tells us that people are a special creation of God. And although we do not know the method God used to create man, we do know that man did just not happen. Genesis 2 verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." God loves you because he created you in his image. This is not a physical image, but a spiritual image. And when God created you, he gave you the power to think. We look at Isaiah 1:18, for example, where it says, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Also, God gave us the power to choose. Joshua 24, verse 15, it says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." God also endowed us with the power to love, and he endowed us with the sense of right and wrong. Of course, that came about partly through the sin of the taking of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had told man not to take. Then God loves you because he created you to know him. Man is never complete until he knows God in a personal relationship through Jesus Christ. Now, because man was created to know God, God, through love, has revealed himself to us. He has revealed himself to us so that we might know him through Jesus Christ. God chose for people to know him through his Son. Jesus said during his earthly ministry, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." If you want to know what the Father's like, look at Jesus. And then God created us to know him through a study of his word. His word, of course, is recorded in the Bible. The Bible is God's message to humans. And by studying the Bible, we can know the nature, holiness, love, judgment, grace, work, and the will of God. God also made us to know him through observing nature. If we're willing to observe nature, we can know God better. The psalmist said in Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." So God loves you today because you are his creation. Secondly, God loves you because you need him. If you were to search the pages of history, both secular and biblical, you would discover fact after fact that proves that people cannot get along without God. You see, we need God to redeem us from sin. No man is able to redeem himself from sin. Redemption is the work of God through his Son Jesus. The Apostle Peter said, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Our redemption cost God his Son. Remember that verse that I spoke before we got into this? "For God so loved the world that he gave." Your redemption and mine cost Jesus Christ his love. And your redemption and mine cost others their prayers, their time, and sometimes their lives. You need God to help you live for him. One of the privileges of being a Christian is the opportunity to make our lives count for God. We cannot do this alone. We can do it only through God's help. What are some of the ways that God helps us? Well, God gives help for growing in spiritual knowledge through his word. He gives help for effective Christian service. Paul the Apostle said, "I can do all things," but then he added, "through Christ who strengthens me." God gives help for overcoming temptations. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 that there has no trial or temptation overtaken you but such as is common to man. In other words, there is always someone somewhere else in the world who is going through the same kind of trials and temptations you are. And then he goes on to say, "But God has a way of finding a way of escape for you that you may be able to bear up under those trials." Then God gives help for knowing and following his will. In Romans 12 and verse 1, we read those very, very wonderful words, "I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable worship." Be not conformed to this world. In other words, as Philip said, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God gives help for knowing and following his will. God gives help for the loving of others. And also God gives help for the meeting of life's needs. You may never fully understand why God loves you. Many have lived a long life in the Lord and yet cannot sit down and say to you, this is really why God loves me. All they can say is, I know that he does, for I have experienced it. God loves you, and that's all you need to know. And this fact should cause you to think about your responsibility to God. Where would you be if it were not for the wonderful love of God? Have you recently expressed your gratitude to God for his love? For God so loved the world. He loves you. He loves your neighbor. He loves all in the world. He died to save us. And he offers us the way to the Father. Can you spurn that love today? How love that love is great. Amazing love. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell, said the hymn writer. It goes beyond the highest heaven and reaches to the lowest hell. Why don't you embrace the love of God today in Jesus Christ? Why don't you open your heart and invite him in to be your Savior and your Lord and follow on to know him and go all the days of your life knowing full well that there'll come a day when you will go to be with him. May God bless you and help you to discover the love of God in your life today in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would bless everyone who hears my voice, and I pray that they will find the love of God, your love, so wonderful, so rich, so free. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything to me. exalt your holy name on high. I just want to praise you, lift my hands and say, I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name on
I Just Want to Praise You, one of Kingsway's classic praise and worship songs, and before that, Love Lifted Me with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Chorus.